cast on and realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The gun's still warm.
Public Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein and James Corbett will not be with us tonight. He's had a, a death in the family. I didn't know if I wanted to go that far, but he has some personal issues to take care of, and so he will be on leave from the show for a couple weeks and busy with that, I'm sure, even with his website. So my condolences to James and his family, and hopefully any and all listeners put your well wishes out to him and to his family and pray for them if that is what you do or don't do. At least think well of him and his family and in these hard times. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. I am your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein. And I was just watching an episode, it caught my eye, of American Greed. And it goes into the two women that I've talked about on this program, and they're a small piece of the pie, but Helen Golay and Olga Rutterschmidt, these were the two women from Los Angeles who were insuring the homeless, hunting them like prey, taking them in, feeding them, helping them, treating them, setting them up with stipends, and they were black widowers. They fattening up their prey. They had killed two individuals, Paul Vados and Ken McDavid, I believe. I've got the names right. But the FBI and others and LA detectives had gotten involved in all this. And it was kind of weird how the story had broke. It was two detectives who sat across from each other, worked together, separate desks, who each ended up with a murder on their desk to solve and resolve that were very similar to each other. And when they started looking at them, they realized that there were some bigger connections than just in the way that they died. And there's larger scams going on, and I pointed to them, like with what has gone on with Prudential, with the $100 million or more, and it's been brought out by Michael Moore in his movie Capitalism, a Love Story, about how Walmart insured, as one example, one woman for $5 million. And I want to get into that more after the break. We're going on break. 800-313-9443. Throwing out the call-in number so that all you people who've come over from George Norrie or Alex Jones show to listen in can get in some calls early on. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case, the whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, we're back. Call your friends, get them listening in now, or else we need to double the listenership in the next 10 minutes. Or else what? I don't know. I guess or else we don't double the listenership. I was talking about before the break about Helen Golay and Olga Rutterschmidt. Detective Dennis Kilcoyne got involved in it. He's from L.A. And a Rosemary Sanchez. These women were 73 and 75 years old. And they were actually the ones who, I guess, drugged these individuals and ran them down with their car and killed two of them, collecting their insurance policies. But one of the things that I've been distressed with and trying to get the word out on, and even to get the FBI and or others looking into this, even within the state of California, because of the involvement, you know, within the state of individuals who live and reside here and have carried out actions here, is, as in my own situation, where they're using the Coast Guard and Department of Homeland Security to have me declared medically, mentally incompetent. And it is one of these, it's involved in these rackets, these insurance rackets. The attorney that was forced upon me in these Coast Guard proceedings, Department of Homeland Security, his name is Frank Brucolari. As far as I'm concerned, from my own personal experience and, you know, being somewhat well-read and fairly well-educated, going to a military federal service academy, naval officer and more, a $300,000 education all paid for by you, the taxpayer, a naval officer. This guy is a mob captain in organized crime. And what they're doing is they're going after officers in the United States Merchant Marine and personnel in the United States Merchant Marine using the Protection Indemnity Insurance Clubs to insure people, much like what Michael Moore had laid out in his movie Capitalism, A Love Story, where Walmart was insuring its own employees. One example was a woman in her, I think she was in her early 20s. She was a fairly young woman. She could have been in her 30s. And she was insured for $5 million. And the money didn't go to the family, her surviving husband and child or children. I'm not sure if she had one or maybe a couple kids. I think she had at least one. And instead of going to, you know, pay them off and you know, the survivor benefits, the $5 million went to Walmart. So, and this is a racket that goes back 2,500 years. It goes back into Rome, and it's something that's been around, you know, going back to the royal families of Italy, to where they know and understand the system. They know and understand the scams. They know and understand, if not create, the rackets, and they are profiting off of the death and misery of others. You know, we could start looking at the whole healthcare industry. But in my own situation, these individuals have sought to, and in many of these insurance rackets, suicide is not only payable, but it's a higher payout than a normal death and or injury. As a federal maritime officer, an officer and graduate of Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, and a naval officer, a licensed and degreed marine engineer, I would say that my quote-unquote life insurance policy, as taken out by these individuals and others, and that they've done on others, one of the individuals I believe that they've done it to is a guy named Jim Hagner, and I believe that Frank Brucolari took his trust fund that had been set up to his benefit. They love orphans and or individuals that they can disenfranchise from their family to, I'm trying to think of the term. I can't think of there's a to estrange from their family and loved ones to separate them through whatever means. Like, you know, you got Homeland Security coming after you, like in my situation. Most of my family members have stepped aside to let Homeland Security and the U.S. Coast Guard have its way, as most citizens have done, because they don't want to get involved or get caught up and somehow be at the wrong end of the stick on Coast Guard and or Homeland Security. These people are evil. I mean, they are downright criminal. They are, and, you know, you even get into one of the cases, Rendon versus TSA, that ALJ Brudzinski, the judge who's sitting on my case, is involved in. They're using these quote-unquote administrative courts that are, whether they're Article 2, whether they're executive branch, whether they're Article 32, as they even declared within the proceedings themselves, whether they're a military tribunal, whether they're carried on by a branch of military, whether they're an Article 1 court, which is what they are quote-unquote supposed to be, which is a congressional court or, you know, a court, basically a legislative court of the Article 1 legislative branch, they are using these courts to not only strip people of rights like the license, but they've come after me and they've actually charged me with quote-unquote being depressed. And they're trying to use these proceedings to have me declared medically, mentally incompetent. These are supposed to be a licensing proceeding to where you take a license and you pass it, and it's as a professional engineer or professional mate or ship's captain or chief engineer. And I was actually up for promotion to lieutenant commander in the United States Naval Reserve, United States Merchant Marine Ready Reserve Program, where I'm a naval officer serving on special duty as an officer in the United States Merchant Marine, a licensed and degreed marine engineer working on board large container ships, oil tankers, and container ships and more, to where these shipping companies have been around since, you know, minimally the 1800s. The union itself has been around since the 1800s. It is clearly owned and controlled, and has been owned and controlled for a long time by organized crime, who have been running the union and using these and setting up these rackets from within and the union, and working with the employers and the protection and indemnity insurance clubs, the P&I clubs, the you know, their insurance companies like AIG and more, New York Life, Prudential, Mutual, Mutual of Omaha, and others, to where they are going after and setting up life insurance on individuals. And this is something that is exposed to some extent in Edwin Crosby III's videos that he had put out about what they were doing with the vets, and basically discharging veterans with some kind of a secret code on their discharge that would identify them as a bedwetter or a homosexual or some other derogatory term. Whether they were or not, that wasn't the point. It was to make them unemployable, force them out onto the street, and then insure them prior to, you know, dismissal or discharge or thereafter, and then to benefit, because they knew that most of these people would have or were having a hard time. And just like what Olga Rutterschmidt and Helen Goulet found out, that these individuals were actually, especially once they had gotten any kind of a break or help, they showed on this show, I think the guy's name was Jimmy Covington. He was one guy that they had targeted, and he got kind of suspicious. He heard them arguing between each other, and he ended up leaving their presence, and he was actually very lucky because he had been targeted by them for fattening up and extermination. And these, you know, these were little old ladies. And to think that these, and they didn't hire somebody from the barrio or somebody from white collar or blue collar, you know, to carry out the crime, or some kind of professional. They did it themselves. So to say that we live in some kind of a peaceful and wonderful world, and there is no corruption out there, and that individuals like myself who are caught in the midst of something far bigger than themselves, far bigger than they can extract themselves from, is not any kind of stretch of the imagination. All you have to do is start looking into what the Coast Guard is doing as a newfound special branch of military within Homeland Security, not within the Department of Defense, that is saying that it can carry on civilian affairs. So not only am I being targeted because of this and because I've been trying to expose it and get it out to people, but they have a bounty on my head. And this is one thing that has bothered me greatly and had me very concerned for the longest period of time, and why I've tried to explain it to people and to, you know, expose these attorneys and others who are involved in this. And these quote-unquote administrative judges, they are, and they were trying to get involved, and they're trying to get deeply involved in Social Security and get their people and personnel within Social Security, and to change the administrative law court system from behind the scenes, so that they can not only go in and steal money from Social Security, a public trust, but so that they can, behind the scenes, set up this system of racketeering, so that whether there is a person or not, whether there is a person, and they can do, that's one of the things that was going on with Helen Goulet and Olga Rutterschmidt, is that they can steal the Social Security benefits and other assets or trusts, basically through data mining, because information is power. And, you know, these individuals can use it, especially when they're this deep into the system. We'll get into this a little bit more after the break. 800-313-9443. This is In the Zone. Your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, and we are on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, if you think I'm smoking crack or making this stuff up or worried about it, I believe that not only is my own union, the Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, that I was a member of for 10, 15 years, even sailed on as a cadet at a Federal Military Service Academy in our sophomore and junior years, not only do they have and have they had a life insurance policy out on me, so have and so do the federal trust plans and the employers, the shipping companies, and that I am worth more dead than alive, and it's one reason they've used the Coast Guard, the Department of Homeland Security, to come after me like they have. My case now sits before the National Transportation Safety Board, to where there's individuals at, you know, and I can't even believe the level of corruption within our own federal government that is going on, to where you've got people that are basically nodding, you know, acting whether they're German or not, and no slight intended or towards any Germans, acting as good Germans in Nazi Germany, to where people basically stuck their head in the sand and said nothing or did nothing. And we've got the same thing going on here in our own country, and we've got people from across the you know, broad spectrum, whether they be Irish or Portuguese or Catholic or Protestant or German or Austrian or Bavarian or English, or living in a kingdom or living in some kind of republic, who are ignoring these machinations, these programs of racketeering. And if you don't realize, I mean, 9/11 was deeply involved in this. The families who lost loved ones they had set up a federal trust fund just like they did with the $20 billion for the Gulf and BP. And if you go online, you can see all sorts of examples of people who have had their parents take out life insurance policies on them, their mother, their father, their employer, even their union, and others who are taking out. And this is what went on back in Rome several thousand years ago. Insurance is not a new concept, but to where individuals are taking out life insurance and even health insurance or dismemberment policies on individuals, and they have no idea that these policies are being taken out on them. So at some point they become, and then, I mean, just look at what's going on in our society. That's why they want not only people to go berserk and go postal, quote unquote, but to even go suicidal, because many of these policies are paying out on suicide. And I do the research on it. Prudential just got bagged. This is going back a few months, where they had stolen $100 million from our soldiers' families, to where they were, rather than doing a direct payment, a full payout of the policy to the family as the beneficiary of that policy, whether it was taken out as a service member or some type of supplement for being a service member by the service member's family. The Prudential and other insurance companies, but Prudential was one of the ones that was really bad for this, and I know AIG and others are involved in it as well. And they're the ones who own and control the ports after the whole Dubai Ports World LLC thing died. AIG was the company that took it over. And you start looking into AIG and ties to Goldman Sachs and more. Even the name Rendon, which is one of these cases from Rendon versus TSA that ALJ Brzezinski, who's sitting on my case, ruled on and created, where it's a $700 fine for cursing an airport. These names, these families, these people, whether it's nature or nurture, you see the same family names popping up over and over and over again. And when you get into admiralty and even the military and national, if not international issues, as I have, you see it so much more. That's probably one of the reasons why Eisenhower had talked about and warned us about the military-industrial, quote-unquote, congressional complex, because they have their family members, their likes, the people who act like them, whether they're related or not, and many of them are related through marriage and other means. One of the things that went on in the Minerals Management Service was Hess Oil. And if you look into what went on there with drugs and sex and more for oil leases, Hess Oil was involved. Well, guess who is the wife of the Coast Guard Commandant, who was named the National Incident Commander in the British Petroleum Incident? It's Pamela Hess III. And one of the individuals in the World Trade Center, I think his name was Michael Hess, he's a prominent player who came out about talking about the explosions. You know, so, and whether Michael Hess was a legit quote-unquote whistleblower talking about the explosions in the World Trade Center or not, you get individuals from both sides in these families, just like Cain and Abel. You get the good, the bad, and the ugly. And at some point, it's upon all of us, especially if we're in these families or we know these people or we come across them, to speak up, speak out. And you'd be amazed how one person can really make a difference in what is going on, not just in the world, but in these rackets that people don't know they're going on. You know, like Michael Moore putting it in his movie, you can trash Michael Moore all you want, but that is a legitimate piece of real information, to where Walmart and other companies were insuring their own employees, not for the benefit for the insurance to go to that family, but so that Walmart could collect on the death benefits from that individual. It's beyond criminal. I mean, the only word that even comes close is evil, downright evil. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, we're coming back. Public Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host of Tim Eric Schein. And I'm, you know, you got to remember, my union, quote unquote, or association has been around since the 1800s. And this was shortly after the Civil War, since the 1880s or a little bit before. The shipping companies have been around since the same time. They know the insurance racket. They know how to play this international game. They know how to set up these insurance policies. One of the companies that was taken out in the World Trade Center was Lloyd's. You know, one of the largest insurers, if not the largest insurer in the world. I think AIG is now. But they're involved in, and if you start looking deeper into all of the things that surround, like, you know, who owned the World Trade Center, the Port Authority, you know, that comes under kind of like admiralty jurisdiction and maritime. How was that involved and how was that brought about? Asbestos, how the World Trade Center, not just the two towers, but the complex itself became more or less a dumping ground for asbestos, for the world, when asbestos was being taken off the market as a known carcinogen in the 1970s. They didn't even have enough to finish the buildings. They didn't, actually get asbestos everywhere where it was quote unquote planned to be put. And then Kenneth Feinberg and his involvement and the insurance companies, not only the 9/11 trust fund and the families there, but his involvement with Vietnam and Monsanto and Agent Orange and asbestos and a bunch of the manufacturers there, and Kenneth Feinberg's involvement now with BP and the Gulf and insurance. Insurance has got to be one of the biggest rackets man has ever invented. And it is controlled. I mean, it's organized crime to a large extent. And when you look at what organized crime is, the mafia, it's as foreign to our shores and much more quote unquote Italian, if not even Sicilian to a large extent, than one may care to imagine. What was the Bank of America? The Bank of America was the Bank of Italy, and it was used to funnel and help immigrants from foreign and mostly royal, kingdoms get us set up and start here in the United States to help water down citizens and bring in people who would not speak up or say anything. And worse, like you can even see like in movies and Gangs of New York, to where they were taken into the country as immigrants. They were taught enough English and about our country and then put into uniforms and given arms and put into the military. And we're doing the same thing nowadays, maybe not as overtly or as much as we were then, but it's still going on, and you can earn your citizenship by, you know, going into the military. Let me go to Lark in Texas really quick. Lark.
Well, hi there. I want to first extend my condolences to James Corbett.
I'm sure he appreciates that in his family.
Who I know has been a great friend of yours.
Yep.
Listen, I think it's wonderful that you're the information that you bring out. So few do today. I wonder, have you discovered Hawks Cafe and or AbleDanger.net and their exposure of very old corporations connected to the Bullingdon Club?
The what club?
It's called the Bullingdon Club.
Well, do you know, and I could name one of the ones that's probably involved is Procter & Gamble.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Bullingdon Club goes back to, of course, England.
Right.
And you can find that information at abledanger.net. Just do a
AbleDanger, is that any involvement with AbleDanger from, or you know what I'm referring to as far as 9/11, the group that was...
There's a play on words. Able is as in Cain and Abel, that spelling. But these gentlemen, two gentlemen that run that site, or call themselves forensic crime investigators, if you will. But yeah, what you're exposing is so important because, frankly, these rackets that you're describing have actually existed since the founding of this country.
But they've overtaken normal industry. They used to be like a sideline and behind the scenes and part of, you know, if you want to call it the shadow government or whatever, and they would skim a little bit off the top, and now they are the economy.
Oh, they're also the government.
Well, that's where you've got people in the government who are working with the insurance companies and or the protection indemnity insurance clubs, like in my own situation, to where they're helping out. And you got to look at it. It's like if a woman who works for Walmart is insured for $5 million and Walmart gets paid out for that, how much is a graduate of United States Military Service Academy, like myself, a naval officer, a licensed and degreed marine engineer, somebody who was up for lieutenant commander in the Navy, and somebody who was just advancing their license from a second assistant engineering officer, motor and steam unlimited, to a first assistant engineer, motor and steam. We had a guy, this is a good example, is we had a guy, his name was Jake Cochran, I think I'm pronouncing his name properly. He was a first assistant engineer for APL, American President Lines, American Ship Management, Neptune Orient Lines, ASM, APL, NOL, Patriot Holdings. It's this umbrella of corporations that has the Phoenix as their, you know, corporate emblem. You've probably seen their containers on the highways, you know, APL with the big, you know, Phoenix on the side. He was flying in from New York out to California to get his ship, and he died on 9/11. And I was actually in the Union Hall when his wife called, distraught, distressed over what was happening, and seeking help from the union, who should have gotten her a lawyer, gotten his death benefits and everything from, you know, whoever insured him or had him insured, and we have enormous death benefits as maritime officers, and taking care of her. And instead they laughed at her and hung up the phone. And that's a Federal Officers Association or union, people who are working on American flag ships in our United States Merchant Marine. That's the kind of stuff that we're dealing with. And you wonder why our borders are being overrun, why they're attacking the United States. I mean, if people don't see what's going on in British Petroleum and what happened in the Gulf, what happened on 9/11, what has happened in the financial sector as economic attacks using commerce, trade, and transportation to attack our country, to attack the Republic, to attack the system of, by, and for the people, and to convert it back into minimally a colony of the United Kingdom, if not just doing that first and foremost, to then bring it back in as a nation state, some kind of a constitutional monarchy, much like our northern brethren in Canada.
Well, you know, I mentioned the excise remarks of a Congressman Thorkelson from Montana that was left out of the congressional record of 1940 on your program one time, and I think that provides some very valuable clues. Again, that was U.S. Congressional Record, 1940, British Israel, World Government.
But see, that's, and, you know, when you look at all this, there's not, to say that or focus it all on Israel or the Jews is kind of ridiculous.
Well, that's not my intent. That's not my intent
okay,
at all.
Because the Catholic Church and the Pope are deeply involved in this. And I was born and raised Roman Catholic, but I know and understand that the Catholic Church is nothing but Rome, the government of Rome, the senators, who under, I believe it was Constantine in 300, basically took, and they did this. This is outlaid. You can see this in different literature and throughout in history and even in movies, to where they had the governor of an area was also the general and was also the Pope. They married not only religion, but the military and government together in the same person. And to say that the Pope, who is now German, is not the head of the constitutional monarchy that creates and maintains all other constitutional monarchies is not to know and understand world history.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I think it's silly to ascribe to one group or another, you know, all the travails of the world, even back through history.
Well, it's the elites, the self-appointed divine, you know, those who believe that they have the divine right, whether they're Jewish, whether they're German, whether they're Protestant or Catholic or agnostic or atheist, it does not matter. It's these people who believe by nature or by nurture that they have some right not to serve the people, not to do right by the people, not to figure out the solutions to our problems, but to create more problems to keep the people oppressed, to keep the people down, to be able to rob and steal from them rather than to enrich and also to enlighten, if not even to, I'm trying to think of the proper term when you know, basically lift somebody up and to empower them, to become the more of an attribute to society than a weight upon it, so that they can be independent, not only in their own intellect, but in their own education and within their own skills, so they don't have to, so that they can be there, like when something like Katrina happens, people can leave their homes, whether they're in California or Alaska or wherever, and go and help out their fellow Americans.
Well, you know, you're so correct to understand that all of us are being
in
oppressed.
This together. That we're in this together, that we are our brother's keeper.
Well, we're all being oppressed by invisible contracts, and that seems very clear since going way back. You know, there's something that I would urge you and your listeners to check out sometime, is this so-called doctrine of discovery, and as it's tied to a so-called right of conquest.
Well, right, and discovery is something that's always been, it was basically a maritime, but now it's become almost a interplanetary type and more universal. But discovery, the discovery clause is huge.
It's still part of American law today.
Yeah.
Why
do you think they went into the whole thing on genetics to where they were fighting whether it was going to be public domain or private on the actual sequencing of the human genome?
And by the way, I want to bring up one last term, because I like your show and I like you, and I just wanted to drop some useful information.
Okay, but
there's something it would be useful to look into that time in history when the Jewish law of Shatar became a part of English common law. Just doing a keyword search on the internet will provide that information.
But a lot of this doesn't go to, like, it's not even Jewish. You go back to ancient Samaria. Why do you think we're in Iraq right now? Stop. What is Baghdad? It's Babylon. This all predates Jerusalem. I mean, this goes back, you know, if not 5-10,000 years or more. We have been, as a civilized people, on this planet for a lot longer than modern historians believe. And it even that history is being rewritten now as we start to look around the planet.
Well, bottom line is that there are people in our world that presume themselves to be our rulers. And they presume themselves to have a, oftentimes stated as a divine right to rule. And for better or worse, or good or bad, these people do exist.
But you understand that even the Germans, and even under Hitler, they tried to prove that, and they're still trying to do this now, that Germany is the oldest civilization.
Well, and of course, that what I was just saying transcends race, nationality, ethnicity.
Exactly, exactly. And that was my point.
It absolutely does.
Right. And that everybody wants to believe that they're Big Brother, that they were here first, because that gives them some kind of right to lord themselves over others. And that, well, no, okay, you know, you guys were here, but we actually came from somewhere else. You know, it's like they're trying to even, you know, that's where the whole divine right and the whole concept that, we didn't come from this earth somehow. We're actually from aliens who planted us here or whatever.
Eric. Let me mention just two last keyword terms for your benefit and that of your audience.
Go ahead.
And those terms would be contract clauses, which are oftentimes part of
But you understand that money itself is a contract of sorts.
It is indeed.
You know, whether it's a debt instrument or not, when you pass money, that is an agreement. Whether it's verbal or not does not matter because normally it used to be, and that's changed a lot more recently, to where verbal agreements were as good as written agreements.
And it's played a huge role in stripping of us of our right to own property. In fact, because, of course, it's also stripped us of our wealth, our national wealth, as well as our individual.
If you're a commodity, if you're nothing but wheat or steel or corn, how can you have any rights? Because that's what they've set us up to be and trade us as, you know, with a human resource department and more, to where we are no better than, and we fall into this position because, like, in my own situation, people, whether they won't do anything or they won't do enough, people that fall into my position, they get out like Compion and Ramos. Because people come to their aid and say, look, this is not going to happen on our watch. Because we know and understand under common law, which we do live in a common law system, that anything they do to one of us, they can do to all of us.
Well, those keyword searches relative to contracts today, especially within the contractual arrangements made between multinational corporations. The first one that all Americans need to be really cognizant of is called force majeure. And this is a term of art that's used in maritime law as well as in really most all contracts today that are between national actors.
Well, that's where they like to operate from. They and I brought out, and you know, people could show that, you know, I'm wrong and that there really was a place called Atlantis. My belief is that Atlantis is not the lost continent that was there at some point and then was lost. It's the lost continent that has always been lost. It's the continent that exists underneath the ocean. It is Admiralty. And that's where these guys operate from, because they don't operate from a nation or a state or a people. They operate in between the nations and states and people outside the borders. That's why they love, and Admiralty is so powerful. It's constitutional. It incorporates everything: military, contractual, commercial, trade, transportation, you name it. It all comes under Admiralty, even to the point to where they can say, look, all contracts, all rules are off, and now it's all null and void, and we're under a dictatorship, military or martial law. That's all under Admiralty. Hold on, Lark. We'll be right back after this break.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, and I want to say that, you know, people need to pay attention to, you know, it's like the Stuarts who ruled Europe, if not England, and had their way for quite some time, to ignore the family lineage and lines and marriages and how these people play the game. They're still doing the same thing today. They're still I brought up the Thiessen and Krupp family, Thiessen as in Thiessen Steel with the Bushes, Bush Davis Walker family, Thiessen is married into Krupp, who's been making weapons for the last, 500 years or more, since the 1500s or before. Thiessen and Krupp are now married into the Habsburg family that gave us World War I, World War II, and the Cold War, and have controlled European politics for the last 1300 years or more. When I talk about Germans in Germany, I'm not talking about necessarily even Germany. I'm talking about Greater Germania, which includes Austria, Bavaria, Liechtenstein, Luxembourg. You could include parts of France, if not France itself, in some respect. Spain and other areas. These royal, self-appointed, those who believe that they have the divine right to rule over and lord themselves over others, these royal families who have intermarried, and they're using the war-making, the quote-unquote defense industry against the very purpose of defense, even trying to convert our Defense Department back into a Department of War and create this new Department of Defense and Homeland Security with the use of the U.S. Coast Guard and moving military law and martial law. Groups like the Rendon Group are involved, and that last name of Rendon is also involved. When you start getting into this whole, you know, Charlotte's Web backdrop to everything going on, Rendon is also involved in my own situation in a case called Rendon versus TSA that the judge sitting on my case, ALJ Brzezinski, ruled on, making it a $700 fine for you to curse in a public transportation system, and that it is not a burden upon free speech for a $700 fine to be imposed for you cursing in a public transportation system. I just find that unbelievable. It's fascism on steroids and acid at the same time. Let me go back to Lark in Texas real quick. And Lark.
Well, the points you bring up are quite salient. The only other thing I wanted to add is that second contract clause. Now, the second contract clause is
but,
one which...
But I want to, real quick, you understand that a lot of this goes back to, like, the Code of Hammurabi and Babylon, and, I mean, these are ancient...
Absolutely.
But it's all about royalism. It's all about where these very self-select, intermarried, and they're not just Jewish, like some people want to claim. They're Protestant, they're German, they're Anglo, they're Saxon, they're Hessian, they're French, and others who believe that they are divine, that they are all involved in and married into these royal families, and they see everyone else as their property.
Well, this also extends into the Asian and African cultures, frankly.
It does, exactly.
Now, the second, now, by the way, for your audience, the spelling of that word, force majeure, is the second word is, well, the first word is force, of course. The second word is M as in Mary, A, Apple, J, Jack, E, Edward, U,
we got
United,
60
R,
seconds.
Robert. I'm sorry?
We got 60 seconds. That's basically like what they do with the IRS, right? Threat of arms, not necessarily use of arms.
Well, see, nowadays the war on terror is an international war, and it's so-called an international law. And what it does is it makes enemies of the state everybody in this world who is chattel property of another.
Right, because we're not part of the state.
Exactly. And so what's come down is this... contract clause called force majeure, that if there is a act of God, so-called, that's war, climate, what have you,
right?
Then all bets are off and contracts are closed.
Well, it's master and slave, literally.
Yeah, and the other one is supremacy of communitarian law.
All right, we're out of time, and communitarian law is important. You brought that up before calling in. Thanks for calling in. We're out. 210. Have a good weekend, people. Peace.
Gold.